Congratulations. You saw.
You have won 6,000 kwacha.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Wow. It's just to buy the tires for the car.
Invest in the car. Yes, in the car.
Phoenix Breakfast from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Export plan to DRC as government clarifies position. Activist calls for reforms and transparency in ZAMSA scandal. In global news, Liberians protest for justice, jobs and accountability. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwazina Mwinga and this is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. The Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has opposed the decision by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to export over 1 million tons of maize to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. According to FRA Board Chairperson Suresh Desai, the Zambian government and the DRC have signed a memorandum of understanding to facilitate the export of maize surplus. However, MAZ President Andrew Chintala argues that this move contradicts government's directive to prioritize value-added exports of processed maize products such as millimill. Mr. Chintala maintains that processed grain commands higher export revenues, supports local millers, and safeguards domestic food security. He has told Phoenix News that the association plans to engage with the FRA to explore structured arrangements for milling raw maize locally before export, citing concerns about uncontrolled stock movements and destabilization of local markets.
If SRA has reached a position where they have enough maize that they would like to export, our proposal to them is that we may have to get into some kind of an agreement where we'll have to mill that maize and export it in a finished product. So as an association, we would definitely not be able to support the export of maize in its raw form. So the president has given very clear directives and instructions, and I'm privileged to have been one of those few that I think he briefed after meeting the delegation from DRC. An instruction from the president is clear. The modalities in terms of how we are going to conduct the exports have also been prepared, and I think just awaiting the final approval.
But the Ministry of Agriculture has clarified that Zambia has not signed any memorandum of understanding with the DRC for maize exports. Acting Agriculture Minister Peter Capella has, however, indicated that negotiations are ongoing following inquiries from the DRC and other neighboring countries. Mr. Capella explains that with a record harvest of 3.66 million metric tons and a carryover stock of 384,999 metric tons, Zambia has a total of 4,040,645 metric tons of maize, and that after meeting national requirements and strategic reserves, the country may consider exporting surplus maize as millimill or value-added products. Governance and human rights activist Noah Chisewe is calling for systematic reforms and enhanced transparency following the arrest of 56 individuals in a nationwide crackdown on alleged medical supply theft at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. While welcoming the arrests, Mr. Chisewe is urging the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to uphold the highest standards of accountability throughout the investigation and prosecution. He is advocating for comprehensive reforms across all government ministries and parastatals, including robust inventory management systems, regular independent audits, and strengthened oversight bodies with clear mandates and whistleblower protections. Mr. Chisebe has emphasized the importance of transparency in sharing investigation outcomes and sanctioning offenders to restore confidence in public institutions, and further recommends integrating anti-corruption safeguards into health sector policy frameworks and budget processes to prevent manipulation of procurement procedures.
We appeal that this should be extended to all government ministries and parastatal institutions. We urge the government to ensure transparency in the investigation and the prosecution of those involved, with clear consequences for those found guilty. To prevent future occurrences, we recommend implementing systemic reforms, including improved inventory management, regular audits, and enhanced oversight mechanisms. It is essential to restore and maintain public trust in our healthcare system.
The Kitwe Magistrates Court has adjourned to July 29, 2025 in a case in which a 38-year-old man is facing charges for operating an illegal clinic and posing as a medical doctor without proper qualifications or certification. Mr. Braze Mwele of house number 2285 in Indeka Village Township, Kitwe, appeared before the Kitwe Magistrate Court today facing three counts related to illegally practicing as a medical doctor, operating a medical facility, and operating without registration. In the first count, Mr. Mwele is accused of unlawfully practicing as a health practitioner without being registered, contrary to Section 8, 1, and 2 of the Health Professions Act number 17 of 2024 of the Laws of Zambia. In counts 2 and 3, he is further charged with practicing without a valid practicing license and operating a health facility without a license, both in violations of Sections 19(1) and 38(1) of the Health Professions Act number 17 of 2024 of the Laws of Zambia, respectively. When the matter came up this morning, Magistrate Chalo Sichinga, sitting on behalf of Chief Resident Magistrate Tamala Kukusa, adjourned the case to July 29th for a ruling on whether Mr. Mwele has a case to answer. In this matter, the prosecution closed its case last month, calling four witnesses, with the matter initially set for ruling today, following another adjournment to determine whether the accused should be placed on his defense. If the court finds that a prima facie case has been established, Mr. Mwele will be required to open his defense in a matter he has previously been convicted for. In more stories, President Hakainde Hichilema has commended the Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, for its significant strides in the country's energy sector, particularly in renewable energy. The president has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to attracting investments in the energy sector and other areas to drive economic development. He has assured investors of an improved business environment, welcoming more investment to foster growth and development in Zambia. The head of state was speaking at the ongoing Invest Zambia International Conference, IZIC, organized by the Zambia Development Agency, during a question and answer session.
We created CEC, and CEC is a strong business today, one of the largest businesses with a market cap of $1 billion in this economy. That's a lot of money. That's a big business. I'm sure many citizens had no idea about that, because we worked quietly over years. And our friends in CEC will tell you that it was a difficult thing to do, but we've done it. Also, unfortunately, before we came into office, CEC was threatened to be nationalized, whatever the issue was. When we came in, the first thing I did was to stop that process and allow CEC to grow. And today, CEC is one of our premier power companies, electricity, even generating green energy, solar.
In global news, hundreds of Liberians yesterday flooded the streets of the capital, chanting "Enough is enough" and demanding accountability from President Joseph Boakai's government. The demonstration, led by opposition figure Malba Morlu, marks the most visible protest since Boakai took office last year, promising reforms and better living conditions. The protesters carried signs and voiced frustrations over unmet campaign promises, job losses, and the government's failure to establish a long-promised war crimes court. We monitored the BBC for Other World News.
Chancellor Merz of Germany has told the BBC that Russia constitutes a threat to Europe, extending